Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. And our quest to bring you the very finest of East Coast music and its artistry continues. And this week, we are thrilled to feature Melanie O'Brien, who hails from Newfoundland, Labrador, recently completed a maritime tour with her dead friend, Phil Goodridge. More on that in just a bit. The story of their musical journey so far is as entertaining as it is compelling. So keep it here for our chats, and we'll spin six amazing tracks from Melanie O'Brien, starting with Heartbeat and Stars, back to back on Atlantic Access.
Thank you.
Melanie O'Brien, Heartbeat and Stars, back-to-back here on Atlantic Access, speaking with Melanie and her good buddy and touring partner, Phil Goodrich.
That is me, yep.
Yeah.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You are from Newfoundland, growing up in the big city of St. John's.
Close?
I grew up in Paradise, actually, which is just like a half hour outside St. John's, but my Paradise people would want me to say that, so I'm going to say that.
Understood. So what about growing up in Paradise made you desire to do this?
It was pretty slow, I'm not going to lie. We lived on like a lot of land. I had a paper route. I had six houses, and it took me an hour and a half. I don't remember not singing, so singing was just so important to me at the time. And I learned how to play guitar because there was honestly not much else going on. And it was good for me. It was good for me to grow up in a quiet, beautiful place that made me want to write and create in any way I could.
So decision made, you move on to Sheridan College in Ontario. How come?
There wasn't a program like that offered in the province at the time. There was not a real strict performance program, and Sheridan was interesting in the way it incorporated singing, acting, dancing, and there was also like a weekly class that was commercial performance. So the woman who run that, Mary Lou Zahalan, who's wonderful, she had a deal with Sony back in the day, and she encouraged us to, in that class you could write and play, you could rap if you want to. It was all about learning how to perform pop rock and your own music, so it really helped me hone some skills. Like, it was really fantastic.
You have an interest in theater also. Challenge balancing those two passions?
Scheduling wise, I guess, yes, but in terms of creatively, it all goes together beautifully. Like, I love that. That's how Phil and I met. So Phil and my husband were doing theater together, and they were teenagers before I met either one of them. I was a bit younger, so I didn't know them at all, and I hadn't gotten to that scene in St. John's yet.
And I think for our first actual show together was Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah, Rocky Horror.
I was Frank, and she was Magenta. We had known each other going into it, but that was our first time performing together.
Well, we just waved to each other. We didn't even know each other. We'd be like, oh, that's a really great actor, Phil, he's so great. I just pretend I knew.
It's Melanie, she's so pretty, she sings really well. And now, here we are.
But I just love when you can hear the flavor of people's history and what they do, so I like that, that that's in our music.
So 2016 comes along, and you release Shining in Blue.
Yeah, Shining in the Blue. Late November 2016.
That dream come true?
Yeah, a long time coming, you know. I remember later that night after the CD release party, I said to my husband, I was like, I was really tired, and I might have had a few drinks. Mm-hmm. And I said to my husband, wait a long time to do your dreams, because people are so supportive. Finally getting to do it was really incredible. Phil was there, he sang on one of the tracks.
I was going to say, I remember that. I sing on track 6,
yeah,
which was
an
Heartbeat.
Set.
And I remember that day really clearly, though, because I remember, like, got to the bar to do sound check, and you were in charge of 15 different things, mm-hmm. and some of them were working out to plan, and some of them were, nothing was a disaster, but it was like, wow, we've just got to get through this.
I went to bed happy, you know?
Oh, last month, you released 2 brand new songs, actually. We're going to spin one here shortly. Tell us about Stubborn Heart.
Stubborn Heart I wrote not long ago. You get to a certain point with your art where you're going to find some roadblocks, or what seem like roadblocks. And my producer, Ian Foster, who I should credit here as well, always says there's always a way. Like, you might not be able to do it ideally how you'd like to, but there's always a way to do it and make something happen. And I love that. And so that song was about my own personal struggles with continuing to get your music out in the world. Stubborn is a positive thing in that song. I love how they continue to make creative things happen. Anyone, anywhere, I don't care what it is that you do, it doesn't have to be music, that are continuing to put art in the world in some fashion because it is incredible. Yeah. And you don't have to be tragic to do that. You don't have to be tortured. You just have to find a way to make it work in your life. And I think it's really important. We're all better for it.
It's a feel-good song, and here it is now, Stubborn Heart from Melanie O'Brien on Atlantic Access.
Am I tumbling through the dark? Oh, take me back to the start. Before I panicked and I fled, didn't have the right words just yet. Waking and walking on through the night. knowing you're not worth the war. My heart, I keep it in when I know I cannot win. Yes, I turned it cold, got too hot to hold. So I love you quietly from my little house and my memory, yeah, memory. Oh, life, let me in. Too many years gone with the wind. Oh, love, let me be. You can't give me what you've already taken from me.
From Melanie O'Brien and her debut album Shining in the Blue from a couple of years ago. That's probably my favorite song, I must say, on that album, Too Many Years.
It's a really good one.
Yeah. We've been playing it on the tour a lot.
She was like, do you want to do Too Many Years? I was like, we have to. Are you kidding me? It's a bop.
I wasn't sure, but I'm really glad you did.
I was like, let's close out a set with it. Let's like get everybody in the mood. It's really fun. And with just the two of us, the instrumentation on the album is like really full. There's a lot of instruments happening.
It works. It's fun. And it's the only one that mentions the title of the record, Shining in the Blue. And it's an afterthought in that song. I remember writing it. It's not what the song's called, but some people do call that song Shining in the Blue,
really?
Which I think is sweet. And it's because the only one that references the name. But I wrote that as an afterthought. Like, I muttered it while I was writing it. And my producer was like, he's going to hate that. But he didn't. So it worked out well.
Along with Phil, you're calling this Maritime Tour duo the Duds. And I'm thinking, ain't no dud here.
Here's the story. We were in another band about 10 years ago now. It was a cool band. It was more like a rock pop kind of feel with three other fellas. The guys would be like, oh, okay, so you guys want to jam at like 10:30 tonight? And I was like, what is wrong with you? Who raised you? I'm in bed at 10:30.
They were young.
They were much younger than us. And also, like, our debut gig was like, okay, we'll be on stage at 1 a.m. And I was like, oh my God.
They were so good at sound and all these things
all
we were not good at.
I leaned into Melanie during one of our jams and I was like, Melanie, we are the Duds of this band. When we amicably disbanded, some of the guys moved away, we wanted to keep playing music. We were like, well, we're called the Duds.
Yeah, and it's just based on ridiculous things that we do. Like, if you watch our videos,
we're duds in life.
You see our videos and things, you see us navigating, driving around here. We don't know what we're doing. You know, thank God for GPS.
We've been talking about performance and recordings and stuff, but you're also a songwriter.
Phil is as well.
Yeah, we do a few of my songs on the tour, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What excites you most about the songwriting process?
So many things. My favorite part, and this is strange maybe, there's nothing like the satisfaction you feel when you're finishing a song. and also when you're just starting a song. But my favorite part is when you're at that in-between where you know you have something really cool and it feels great. And maybe you have a verse and a chorus or maybe even less. Anything is possible. The song could become anything at that point. That's my favorite part. Okay. Then you get to perform it, which is amazing. I love being on stage. But it's really cool when you have that limitless creative, you know, you have something to work with that's really meaty, yeah. And you can't wait to see where it's going to go. It's a great space to be.
Before we wrap this up, I must say, yours is the most charming new voice I've discovered in 2019.
Oh, thank you.
You do that thing that Stevie Nicks does.
Oh, yeah. You're making my day here, Terry. We're not going to leave. Can we keep going?
She wears the shawls, too, sometimes.
But, I do love her.
We are going to spin the other new release called When I Loved You. Mm-hmm. All right. And can you tell us a little bit about the backstory on that one?
We recorded them with a little more of a pop element in a with less live musicians and more electronic stuff that we were playing with myself and Ian Foster, and it really was fun and took a cool turn, and I know they're very different songs, but I love them together. To me, When I Loved You is a song that's so summery. I know this sounds strange, but I see that song in like colors, and it's very glittery and pink to me. Mm-hmm. And all that is summer, and you know, heat wave kind of feeling, and it paints a picture of, you know, and how things change after the summer. You know, that summer you had, and then come fall, it just wasn't the same anymore. Mm.
Well, sitting here with Melanie O'Brien and Phil Goodrich, thanks a lot, guys, for the time. Have fun here in Metro Moncton.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Back to back with When I Loved You comes Something Better, now on Atlantic Access.
I remember it was summertime, drunk on cherry wine, and I'd never been so free, just taking care of me, but always unsatisfied with a tiny bit of life. Oh, how I'd come undone trying to be someone. From another time and place, and I knew your heart from the very start. So like lovers in the night, whispered words and dark delights, dancing in the sun. Thank you. those constant fears.
Atlantic Access with Melanie O'Brien and the song Something Better. The Atlantic Access podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division here in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. This week's bonus track is from Heather Nova, a name you may be familiar with from like 25 years ago. She's just released a self-entitled new album, and it is smoking hot. From it, the single Just Kids, now on Atlantic Access.
Just kids, no hands, freewheeling. Didn't know it could be like this. So good, so easy. Feels like there's no rules. Bright sun, doors open. No games I'm afraid to lose. Just love.
My heart's
new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.